My name is Taylor Rodriguez. I'm from Dallas, and I live in Lake Highlands. The power went out maybe about 4:30, 5 a.m. yesterday on Monday. I mean, I don't know. It's 33 in my house right now. I live in a condo above my grandmother, and so I could be close to her when she moved out of her old house. And fortunately, my aunts in Garland have electricity, so they came and picked up her and my dog because it's just so cold. She had 8 blankets on, and they jumped my car, so I have heat in the car at least, and I'm charging my phone. But I mean, it's so dangerous. I'm very fortunate that, you know, that personally I'm fine now that my grandma and my dog are safe, but it's bad. It's so cold. It's so cold.
My name's Ashley Thomas. I live near Loughfield Airport. So we lost power last night about 7:30. It didn't come on until 11:30 today. Don't know how long we'll have power. It has literally been in the 30s inside our house. I have my husband, my mom, who's 90 years old. She's not gotten out of bed at all because it's just too cold for her to even get out. I have a 4-year-old son who's got special needs. My husband and the kids and I have been going to just kind of sit in the truck for a little bit at a time to get warm. But my mom can't do that. She's 90, so she's not even getting out of bed. So we've just kind of been piling blankets on top of her. We've called literally every hotel within a probably 10-mile radius, and they're all booked up because they're only doing half capacity due to COVID. We've been eating sandwiches because our house is mostly electric, so we can't cook. You don't realize how cold the sandwich is until you're eating it in a 30-degree house.
Hi, I'm Ben Fort from Fort Worth, and I've been without power since 2 a.m. On Monday morning, and so we got our 2-year-old and 4-year-old and brought them into our queen bed with us. And so we kind of bundled up like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory to try to stay warm. And by the end of the night, it was 42 in our house. At that point, we were like, we can't stay here. I tweeted about our cold house, and then 3 different friends texted me based on that tweet, "Hey, we've got power, you can come over here." So we quickly bundled up and went out. You think about like people that didn't have a place to go or didn't have someone checking in on them or offering to have somewhere to stay.
My name is Marco Villegas. I live in Oak Cliff, and I've been with no power. It turned off in the middle of the night on Monday. Heading into it, we have 2 kids, 2 small kids. So we were kind of riding it out. So we sat in the car for like maybe 2 hours, and then we went around and found like the 1 taco spot. So we got dinner. And then once we got back to the house, there was still no lights and no water. But once we realized that there was no sort of end to it, or there was no sort of clarity, that's when we decided to leave. By the time we left, I mean, our house was pitch black. Like, I mean, several blocks in our area, but like our specific block, there was like our neighbors next door. Like when we got back to the house, they were all loading up the car to get out of there with no definite destination. With kids, like, you know, we can just kind of figure it out in the cold, we can bundle up, but like, you know, just dealing with their sort of emotional reaction is just an extra layer of just mess.